Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to talk about the NFL draft. Of course, it's like the greatest thing ever, and it's going to be in Vegas. Can you imagine Sin City, the mecca, the hub, beautiful land, hand, Las Vegas, baby? I mean, just rocking, sizzling on fire with all of the NFL fans cascading on the desert into Vegas for the NFL's premier event, the draft. I'm hearing 600,000 people are already lined up to go to Sin City for this. 600,000 people. I'm hearing like every room is gone in every hotel. It doesn't matter if you're on the strip or if you're downtown or if you're out in the burbs, whether that's in Summerlin or in Henderson. I mean, Vegas is going to be absolutely packed and crazy. And I mean, it is going to be a party. I mean, it's going to be no different than, in my view, when they start having the Super Bowl there and the Final Four there, because all that's happening as well. And I mean, there's no better place really in the country to party at that kind of level, like at the highest level known to man, than in Vegas. I mean, can you imagine the amount of people just throwing down cocktails and $100 bills on the tables for that entire draft process? The whole time that they're there, it's going to be, you know, food, booze, gambling, partying, you name it. I mean, on top of that, there's going to be all kinds of extracurricular activity as well. Can you spell escorts? Can you spell strip clubs? Can you spell, I mean, drugs? I mean, it's all happening. I mean, believe me, you, it is going to all be rapidly evolving when that thing goes down in Vegas. I mean, just for starters, if you tried right now to get a room for the draft, I mean, you're going to have the hardest time you've ever had in your life doing anything. I mean, you won't be able to find one. I mean, it's like a needle in a haystack. I certainly hope that you know someone that lives in Vegas. Maybe you can mooch off of them. You know what I mean? Like, hey, what's going on, brother man? Can I stay at your house? I got to come in there. I need a place to stay for the NFL draft because I can't get a hotel room. I mean, you got to have some serious juice to get your hands on a hotel room right now for the NFL draft. So anyway, I was looking at, you know, some of the prospects, the best players available. And I know there's been tons of conversations about, you know, every single, guy at every position. And some teams, they have to get certain things accomplished, like the Steelers. They got to go out and get a quarterback. You know, the Commanders have to get a quarterback. There's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. The free agent field of quarterbacks is complete ass. Basically, it's the worst season ever for it. The draft quarterback class is, I mean, obviously average at best. Nobody's like jumping up and down about the class of quarterbacks coming out of college, going into the NFL. And that's just all there is to it. Now, I know, like, for instance, my team, the Steelers, it's been a real issue. Now, I've been hearing as the days go on and on about Pittsburgh because I've had my eyes on it after I just sent in my season ticket check for my seats to the Steeler game. I already paid that. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, it is a lot of money to go to games in Pittsburgh. You got to remember, I live in New York City, so I fly into Pittsburgh. I stay in expensive hotels because they jacked the prices during the Steeler season. And the rooms are, you know, like at the very least a nickel a night. I mean, just for an average room. And so, and then I go to fancy restaurants and I blow, you know, $400 at dinner, $500, you know, breakfast $1.25, you know, lunch is you know, $200. I mean, I'm just, the game day experience is a lot of money. You know, if you're going to go to the stadium and start going to the concessions, you're going to just mow through money. And it's just a very expensive thing. To experience it is awesome. I love it. But when you go and spend that kind of money, like every time I went, it was like $3,000. Okay, so I'm spending all this money, and then I don't want to watch some crappy-ass quarterback run the Steelers' offense. I just can't even deal with it. I can't deal with a rebuild. I can't deal with some hack-ass quarterback that can get, like, basically nothing done, right? So, you know, I've been hearing Mitchell Trubisky, Teddy Bridgewater, and famous Jameis Winston. Now, the one thing that I'm worried about is I think the Saints are going to re-sign Jameis Winston. He's, you know, running already after his knee blowout and surgery and re-up. He's doing drop-back drills. I've seen him do both. He looks good, and he doesn't have anything wrong with his arm. His arm is still a cannon, if you ask me. This guy can absolutely light it up. We all know he can throw it and sling it all over the field, and we know he gets picked off and makes mistakes. He's not the smartest apple in the bushel, but I'll give you this. I think he actually got better in New Orleans than he ever was in Tampa. I thought he was looking fantastic with the Saints, and then he blew out his knee. So I can see why they would re-sign him immediately. I'll tell you one thing. I would take famous Jameis in Pittsburgh, and crazy as it sounds, well, I mean, on the smart end of things, I want nothing to do with Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's average at best. I mean, I really think he's just a disaster at the end of the day. But, you know, in reality, average best. The guy that I would be interested in, at the very least, at considering, is Trubisky. 27 years old. He actually had a winning record in Chicago. He actually made playoff games. He didn't win them, but it wasn't his fault. A guy dropped a bomb, flea flicker, perfect, in the basket. You know, deep root, post pattern in the playoff game in New Orleans. You got the receiver dropping the ball in the end zone, right in his hands, right in his breadbasket. Guy drops the ball. Blame him. Don't blame Trubisky, who threw a perfect pass, a dime, and then he gets all the blame. And Nagy and Pace, they blame everybody in Chicago. Look, he's young, he's big, he's strong, has an arm through 67% completions. I can work with Trubisky if that's my choice. Now, obviously, I'd love Russell Wilson. I'd love Aaron Rodgers, but we all know that's not happening. At worst case scenario, I'm willing to at least discuss Carson Wentz. I think he's manageable. You can deal with him. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, here are the quarterbacks in the draft. Now, I've heard the Steelers are interested in Malik Willis. He's rated number 2 out of Liberty. Some people think he's the best quarterback in the whole lot, with the most potential, the most upside, the strongest arm, can do everything, can run, can sling it. And then he just doesn't have big game experience like Kenny Pickett. So Kenny Pickett out of Pitt is the number 1 guy, then Malik Willis, and then Matt Corral out of Ole Miss, who hurt his ankle in the bowl game, but he's fine. He's going to get drafted, I think, at the end of the first round. Desmond Ridder, of course, from Cincinnati is tough. Sam Howell, North Carolina. And then after that, it starts getting really sketchy. You know, after that, I guess it just doesn't even matter. running backs. The best is Breece Hall out of Iowa State and Kenny Walker, the third out of Michigan State, Isaiah Spiller of A&M. Those are the top three running backs. Top fullback, Jeremiah Hall out of Oklahoma, Abram Smith out of Baylor, and probably Tanner Connor at Idaho State. Wide receivers, Drake London at USC, the top guy, Garrett Wilson, Ohio State, probably second, Jameson Williams, Alabama, third. A couple interesting other ones. Down at six, Chris Olave of Ohio State. He's basically a slot receiver. George Pickens out of Georgia is in the top 10 as well. Johan Dotson out of Penn State, another guy that can light it up. Tight ends, Trey McBride of Colorado State, Greg Dulcich of UCLA, Jalen Windermeyer out of A&M. I like the kid Jeremy Ruckert from Ohio State. At offensive tackle, a lot of people think he's number one now. Ekem Ekwonu, the top player now out of North Carolina State. Everybody thought it was Evan Neal at Alabama, but they've flopped spots. At guard, Zion Johnson out of Boston College, Kenyon Green of A&M, and then the kid Salyer from Georgia, Jamari Salyer. At center, the top players, Tyler Linderbaum of Iowa. He's going to go in the top 10. At D-end, Aiden Hutchinson, the badass from Michigan. He's probably going to go number two to Detroit. And then Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon is the second D-end selected for sure. At D-tackle, Devontae Wyatt of Georgia and Jordan Davis, also a Bulldog, are the top two. Inside linebackers, Devin Lloyd of Utah, the kid N'Kobe Dean of Georgia, and then Christian Harris of Alabama. Outside linebacker, David Ajabu of Michigan. He rose up this year, 11.5 sacks. He's a badass. Arnold Ebikite at Penn State, number two. Mafe from Minnesota, Boye Mafe, ends up in the top three as well at outside linebacker. Top corner is Derek Stingley Jr. of LSU, and then Sauce Gardner of Cincinnati. Safety, Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame, the top guy. And then you start getting down to kickers and punters. I love this kid, Matt Areza of San Diego State. He can punt like no other, even though they have Jordan Stout and Jake Camarda, Penn State and Georgia respectively, as the top two. The kicker, Cade York from LSU, slides in at number three. But I like Areza. He's a freak. You know, as for New York fans, the Jets have tons of picks, so do the Giants. At four, the Jets could take Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, and the Giants go five. They'll probably get their hands on Kayvon Thibodeau, the badass defensive end from Oregon, and both teams would be stoked to have those players. In fact, the Jets might even get the center Linderbaum from Iowa inside that top 10. I'll tell you what, I'm completely jacked for the NFL draft, the entire experience, April 28th, 29th, and 30th in Sin City. You know, Sports Grid's going to have you covered from every angle of it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.